the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Hey there, this is Steve Myers, Sweet Potato Extension Specialist with the MSU Extension Service. Today is June 27, 2019, and we're going to talk about lay-by information. So we're in that time of year where the first planting of sweet potatoes have started to lap between the rows, and you either got to get out there and put something in the field before they finish lapping the row, or you're going to be running over vines if you hold off and wait. So the considerations this time of year are, you know, what can we put down? What do we need to put in the field before those vines lap the row in order to get us through harvest? And so some things that we're going to talk about today are fertilizer, herbicides, and insecticide. So from a fertilizer standpoint, most of the research that's been done at MSU shows that putting the bulk of the fertilizer out in front of the planter and incorporated in the soil before the beds are hipped tends to be the way to go. The exception that we tend to see is fields that are on sandier ground, so some of those sandy loams, and fields that have had exceptional amounts of rainfall. Rainfall tends to leach nitrogen from the soil. And so if you are in a field where you know that you have sandier ground, or you know that you've been exposed to above average rainfall this year, or if you're in a field that has had both conditions, you might consider laying by with some nitrogen fertilizer. Typically 20 pounds of nitrogen to the acre will suffice. And mostly what we're trying to do is trying to ward off a nitrogen deficiency shortly after canopy closure. Typically when we see the nitrogen deficiencies show up, it's going to be somewhere around that 60-day mark where the vines have essentially slowed their growth, they're almost stopped growing, and they start using resources to push sugars into the roots. So that's kind of what we're trying to ward off. So even if you're not at that, of course, you won't be at that 60-day mark yet, but trying to avoid a nitrogen deficiency at about the 60-day mark is what we're after. So laying by with 20 pounds of nitrogen is not a bad idea if you're in sandy ground, or if you've had above average rainfall this year on your fields. The other consideration is herbicides. So at this point of year, what we typically recommend is if you need a cultivation event, either to reestablish the integrity of the beds or the bed height, the ridge height, to go ahead and do that. And then you can lay by with dual magnum. That's really the one herbicide that we have that's suitable for a lay by application. And what we typically recommend is about 3/4 of a pint to the acre. And it's just broadcast over the top. A couple things to remember is that dual magnum will not control emerged weeds. So if you have any weeds that have already emerged, you want to go ahead and do your cultivation event to remove the smaller weeds that are between rows. And if there are larger weeds within the row, it may be a good idea to get that hand weeding event out of the way prior to applying dual magnum. That way you will control weeds that haven't emerged yet, and you'll get those weeds that have emerged out of the way. The other consideration is an insecticide. And again, aside from foliar applications based on, you know, thresholds that you observe throughout the season, the one insecticide that we tend to think about at lay-by is a soil barrier treatment, essentially providing a protective layer of insecticide-treated soil at the soil surface to prevent the oviposition or egg laying of primarily click beetle is what we're after, which, you know, of course, is also wireworm. And so what we've seen some success with is bifenthrin applied. If you can direct it between the rows, that's good. If you have to broadcast it, that's fine as well. But bifenthrin applied and then incorporated, shallowly incorporated, with a rolling cultivator. That tends to be the most optimal treatment as a soil barrier. And we've seen it year in and year out provide a reduction in insect damage to sweet potato roots at harvest. So those are kind of the three considerations for lay-by in sweet potato this time of year. Hope that was helpful. We'll catch you next time. Until then, stay safe out there.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.